Hello, everyone. My radio name is Wes Nussbaum.
I'm Chris Covington.
And this is the Rock Show Backstage.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of my day yesterday. I transplanted some cactus.
Oh.
And they are some ungrateful little bastards.
They really don't like you to touch them.
I know. I've got little busted off cactus needles in my fingertips. It hurts.
Did you really need to move them?
You know,
or did you just want bragging rights or something?
Okay,
you're not going to get those here.
Let me get into podcast mode here.
Okay.
This isn't on air where we're trying to be real brief and real super witty, even though, there's some super witty stuff coming, no doubt. I have a huge backyard. There's not a lot going on. I like to have a little something here, a little something there, just so that there's not grass there or something. So I have a little area, and I wanted to start a little cactus garden. Because it is near impossible to kill these things.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has been growing in my alley, and I've hit it with the lawnmower 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I decided to just chop off some pieces and put them in some pots and see how it goes.
You stole some alley cactus.
What? Yeah, alley cactus.
All right.
Is
that yours legally? If it's in the alley, does it belong to you?
Yeah, well, it's my alley, I suppose. I know if it grew too much and it blocked the city trucks, they would fine me for it. So I guess it's mine.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was it. Yeah, all my fingertips hurt just a little bit today. I won't be playing any piano at all.
No.
None. No piano for me.
Oh, I was
no
really hoping that today would be the day.
Today I was hoping to do a little light keytar work.
Play
a Loverboy song or
right.
two.
Yeah.
But I'm unable to do that due to my fingers being all pricked up.
It might be rough.
Okay. Let's talk about you a little bit here.
Okay.
You recently have given up a lot of bad habits.
Yes.
But you have had a spell of ill health as well.
Yeah.
That must be a little tough.
Well,
it's like, I gave up all this stuff, and now I'm just having a terrible goddamn time.
I know. Yeah, well, I stopped drinking, and then I got a horrible kidney infection, but...
Do you mind me asking how much you were drinking?
Well, I mean, I wasn't, like, drinking all day every
day. When somebody says stop drinking,
I imagine
them with a case of vodka in their backseat.
No. I'm not sitting around counting days or anything, and it's not like I'm not going to drink again. I just decided
to. Do I give you a coin? I have a coin.
No, I'd rather have booze. You can...
Oh.
I don't need a coin, no.
Okay.
No, I just decided to stop drinking for a little bit because of, waking up early, but also for stand-up comedy. I've been doing my comedy sober, and really the only time I go out drinking and stuff is when I do comedy, and these last few times my last couple of stand-up shows, I've done them sober.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
You know,
I don't miss it at all. I feel better.
I want to get back to that, but I find it interesting as somebody who played in a band. And when you play those first couple times,
mm-hmm.
you have a drink or two because of the nerves.
Right.
And then you have a really good time, and then you add more booze, and you add booze, and then before too long it becomes about the booze. And
it's a mess.
And fortunately, I was able to make it through that little curve and play my last few gigs completely sober, and they were just so much better and so much more memorable.
Honestly, when I go back and watch the videos of, and especially when I'm using the piano in my comedy, you know, it's hard to do that when you're drinking. But even when I go back and look at the videos, people are laughing and they're enjoying themselves and they don't know that I missed this punchline or that one. And it's fine. But I know.
Right.
So when I go back and watch them, I'm like, man, that could have been better.
Right.
But I've, you know, forgot this, that, or the other, you know. And so I was like, well, let's just see how this goes. And really, at first when I started, it was I needed like a beer or two. Like I used to have like 2 Lone Stars and a shot before I went on stage.
I used to have a recipe like that too.
Before I went on stage.
Give me a double and then a beer for on stage.
Then I got really comfortable with it where I could just go up there, you know, pretty drunk if I wanted to.
Right.
But now I have a lot of new material and I want to do good.
Well,
so I want to do a good job. So
you got to think about it this way.
I had to take it more seriously.
Comedy is about being sharp.
Right, right.
You can't start out dull and expect to be sharp.
No, it's true. And really, like I said, it's not like I messed anything up or did anything stupid. I just thought, let's just take a little break from that. Plus...
Well, it's good that you didn't have to have a real bad experience to realize
this. No, nothing bad. And it, again, like I said, I'm just taking a little break for
Okay.
It's kind of annoying. The question's annoying. I'm like, well, I don't know. I just don't feel like it. Because it's so socially acceptable and normal for everybody to drink. But
right.
At the end of the day, I mean, it really is, it's kind of poison, you know?
I'm where I'm at on this whole thing. If anybody, you know, challenges me to a drink, I'm like,
right.
Child, don't even.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Exactly. Yeah. I've had enough alcohol, a lot of it. So I really am fine. I'm not missing it right now.
Right.
Okay,
let's get to the other half of that, mm-hmm. which is that you've had a spell of ill health. Are we going to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I did have a bad kidney infection. It fucking sucked, dude. And, like, I'd never had one of those in my whole life.
And we thought that you were having back pain.
I thought so it had started hurting the day before.
Right. You were telling me, I think I got out of the car wrong.
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember an instance.
Or when I was feeding the cats.
Yes, I was like, I can't think of an instance, though. I really couldn't. I was sitting there like, what? When did I hurt myself so bad that I didn't even notice?
Right.
Because the pain was that bad. But then the next morning when I came into work here, all morning I was telling you, I was like, God, I can't even... It hurts to sit down. It hurts to stand up. Like, I tried all these stretches that night, and they were killing me. And, no, it was the old kidneys.
The old kidneys.
And that pain.
Did the doctor say anything, or, I mean, like, about
like,
the seriousness of it? Or
no.
Did they just say, oh, this will just clear up?
No. In fact, actually, when I went to the doctor, they were just like, oh, it's just a bladder infection. But at that point, it was already too late.
Yeah.
And really, they just, took a little sample of my tinkle.
Right.
And when I got home, the following day
mm-hmm.
was worse than the day before.
Yeah.
And that was when I called them and I said, I can't.
Things were festering.
I said, I can't even sit up in my bed. Do I need to come back for other medicine? I mean, that morning I woke up and puked immediately.
Yeah.
I said, do I need to come back and get other medicine? Is this my kidneys? And they said, yes. Oh, it likely is a kidney infection. No, your antibiotics are fine. And they did send me one other prescription to the...
Did they give you any proactive advice? Did they say, you need to be drinking a lot of water from now on or anything like that?
No, no advice. But I'd never had any, I've never had any...
You've never
problems.
Had these issues.
Mm-mm.
Well...
No, but one of my
Now
friends,
that you're 44...
I am 35.
You're probably going to have a lot more of these problems
the fuck up.
Now that you're older.
They
have
also,
you started getting those art mailers? I get them all the time.
Shut up. I'm not getting AARP mail yet or anything.
Get a free travel bag if you join.
But they didn't tell me. I didn't know how bad it was going to be. And I posted on Facebook, hey, guys, let me know how you felt better. And I got so many people telling me, try this, try this, try this. And one girl goes, I swear that a kidney infection is worse than childbirth. And at that time when I posted that, I had not experienced the worst of it yet.
Yeah.
And I am telling you that.
It was a little rough.
It was really bad.
Okay.
It was really bad. It was not fun at all. And I did not shit for 6 days. I need everybody to know that. Not a single burp, not even a fart, nothing.
Nothing.
6 days.
You were completely blocked up.
I also didn't eat, but I did read that your kidneys are what tells your body that you're hungry. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
See, I read that online that your kidneys control that, and so maybe that's why.
Have you ever taken a dookie that was so long you tried to make an infinity sign in the toilet?
Well, I was just about to tell you about the poop that I took after 6 days, but you beat me to it.
Was it like 6 days worth, or was your body just...
It was disgusting. We don't need to get graphic.
Yeah, I don't want
to get graphic.
No, I don't
want to
get super graphic.
It was pretty gross, though.
But was it 6 days because you weren't processing food at all, or because you were blocked up? Which would you say?
I don't know, because I wasn't bloated. I was barely eating anything.
You weren't bloated. See, that's the real answer to that question.
I was barely eating anything, but I did think it was strange that you gave me those sugar-free candies. You were like, eat five of these, and you're sure to shit yourself. You told me eat one.
Right.
I ate five of them. Nothing.
Yeah.
I was sick. Anyway, that's enough of talking about my poop.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for listening to that.
Anyways, we do have these candies around here, and they're nothing special. But if you pick up any of those
sugar-free
glycol,
candies.
Or Russell Stover makes some of those sugar-free candies.
Be careful.
And if you eat more than a couple, you'll start having bad gas and possible diarrhea. And
also,
we're like, eat some of these. It's like a free life.
Right, and I sat there and ate five of them in a row.
And Renee was like, Chrissy, don't eat more than two or three. And I'm like telling Renee, shh,
yeah,
let it happen.
I had
this
five.
This is going to be funny.
I had fucking five of them and nothing. Nothing. It didn't work at all.
I dare you to have three of them today.
No, I'm good now. We're good now. I feel so much better, though. Yesterday was the first day that my back did not hurt at all.
Yeah.
And I have one more day of antibiotics.
So you ready to shadow box a little bit? Maybe just a little bit?
You know.
Jump some rope? What are you going to do?
Probably a little skydiving.
Okay, probably some of that.
A little bit of that.
All right, before we move completely away from all these subtopics here, do you have some comedy stuff coming up?
Dude, it's crazy you just asked me that because I, you know what, I'll get back to you because I
thought you had one out of town.
Okay, so
or
I was supposed to have one last Friday in Amarillo, but
The Amarillo show.
I was so sick, but they also had snow and ice there, so they ended up canceling it completely. Oh. They had a snow and ice warning. I don't know if it actually happened. So Selena rescheduled that.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
and I think it might actually be on Saturday, but I don't know.
No.
So I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to that. Very, very concerned about these high winds. We were going to caravan to post to go to Smokin' Dick's.
Yeah.
But you really don't want to be out on the road with 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. It's a little treacherous.
It's annoying.
Well, and you can have low visibility problems. So I'm kind of waiting to see if that's going to happen.
Right.
Want to go get some dicks with my friends.
No, it looks like we rescheduled for March 21st.
March 21st.
So not this weekend. I have this weekend free. I'm very excited now.
Okay.
All right.
You weren't excited before?
Well, I mean... Yeah, I'm excited to have a free weekend.
I mean, have you played Amarillo before?
No, I am excited to go to Amarillo. I think that's going to be a fun show.
They do have a pretty good comedy scene up there.
They do.
Well, I don't know about the scene, but I've had some good Amarillo comics.
I am friends with most of the comics there. We're friends online, and we've never met. Or maybe we've met at some shows here, but
right.
Some of them I've never met before. We've been friends online for
six or seven years. You haven't met them, but have you slept with them?
Not yet. Okay. Yet means you're eligible too.
All
that's
right.
What that stands for.
You know what's crazy is this kind of brings everything around to what I've been doing the last couple days, and that is listening back to my podcast with the wonderful Kimothy Williams.
Yes. Are you going to play any little clips on here for us? Can you just play that one clip, though, that he used?
I wish I had it.
Or does it not have the same effect without the pictures?
Well,
you guys go to Wes's Facebook page because, you know, if you guys listen to this, you probably are our friends on Facebook.
Right. Well,
go to his Facebook page.
And look at the teaser. I've actually posted the whole thing, too.
The most hilarious teaser from this podcast he was on. Crack me up.
There's a number of things from this that I would like to talk about. Okay. Kimothy Williams is one of those guys that is consistently good. And more than often, great.
Mm-hmm.
So I have called upon him a number of times through the years when we were doing the Laugh Off, which does continue to these days. I do want to mention that. And said, Kimothy, this lineup kind of is, can you please do this? Mm-hmm. You know, and he'll like get off work early and do that. I don't even know what he does for a living. But he has done me a number of favors. So he said, one day he commented, you got to be on my podcast. And I'm like, just let me know when.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know when. I mean, that's the least I could do.
You know, it's funny because he told me a long time ago, I want to get Wes Nessman on this. And I told him, good luck. That's what I said.
I think he's a bigger deal than I am. I don't know that he's going to get a bunch of hits or anything off of me being on there. But I got to go back and start this. Okay, first off, I had worked all day. And I mean, I had done radio that morning, Nightmare all afternoon, then went and did this podcast because they did it like at 8 at night. This place was a frosty warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been there.
Right.
In fact, I think you went to the same one that I went to
right.
last time.
I had no idea we were filming.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. I don't know why. I think all I had seen to this point was still shots.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they just took still shots. Now, with all that being said, this is a very professional setup. And
mm-hmm.
I would recommend Dork Productions
yep.
to anyone who wants to do this kind of thing. If you want a pro looking and sounding podcast.
Those are our buddies.
Finally, I thought we were going to get together with a bunch of guys and we were going to joke around. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it became all about me, which made me very, very uncomfortable.
But you were the guest. It's all about you.
I know, but it's usually, what's going on, dog? Well, I'm doing this. Okay, all right, well, what do you think about free popcorn refills or whatever, you know? And then you guys all josh about all those things.
Nah, the guest, it's all about the guest.
I did not know
that. Well, when we invite a guest on here, it's pretty much all about our guest, isn't it? It's the same thing. You know, when we have our guests, we put them on the spot. We ask them all kinds of shit about, you know what I mean?
I suppose so.
You're just used to being on the other side of the conversation.
Well, I'm telling you that once it gets past all of the how did you get here stuff, I think that we start cracking some, you know, pretty good jokes or cracking on each other and having some fun. You know, and if you want to know about me and how I got here, it's just a story of falling into stuff. But, you know, I mean, the very first thing I did was tell stories about selling things that I shouldn't have sold when I was in junior high. You know, I don't want to ruin your little TikTok here.
Oh, no, it's fine. They're enjoying it. In fact, I have 4% on my phone. I'll just let you guys know, listening on here right now, I have my TikTok live stream going.
It could go crazy.
My phone might die here in a minute, friends.
Anyways, Timothy was a great host. He asked some great questions. The whole thing comes down to me kind of not knowing what I was getting into and possibly not being prepared. But, you know, love the guy. And I hope everybody will check it out a little bit for his sake. Or if you want to know why I do some of the crazy things that I do or act out in the way I do, you know, then I think you might get a better idea what's going on there.
And once again, like you said, Dork Productions, those guys are really great. I was recently on one at that, probably that exact same setup, because I recognized the chair that you were sitting in. And I did the first podcast of Rafa, local comedian, and Haley. They have one called Taco Taco Sandwich. Don't ask me why it's called that. But I was a guest on that one. And I don't like watching video of myself, but I did go back and watch, and the quality of the sound and everything they did was great.
Yeah, I was very surprised at that. And as somebody who works a microphone each day, I was very surprised on how well everything was came out and everything. There's some good quality stuff.
Yeah.
Enough of that. What else do we got going on? We were asking people what was on top of their fridge.
Yeah, we got a ton of answers. A lot of people have guns, weapons, drugs, their cat. A lot of people said vases. They keep those on top of their fridge. We talked on the show about what we keep on top, didn't we?
Talk
about what was on top. I have like an old camera on top of my fridge.
We cleaned ours off probably 6 months or so. We used to have a little wine rack and wine bottles up there, but we don't drink wine. So we moved that. And so right now it just has some Halloween / pumpkin spice K-cups. It's got like a biker guy with a pumpkin head on it. And then a bunch of flashlights and things like that.
Flashlights.
That's basically what I have.
I don't have
there.
A single flashlight. I am not ready for an emergency. I don't have
You have a stairwell and everything. Why don't you have a flashlight?
There is one on my phone, but you know what? An emergency, my phone would probably be dead because that's me.
That's
how
you.
Things happen for me.
That's the wah.
I need one of your flashlights, please. And you know what? Even if you give me one, don't give me one. Because even if you give me one, I won't buy batteries for it, because I am the kind of person that goes around and switches the batteries from different remotes to different remotes for a year before buying batteries.
Right. What are you doing with all the batteries?
I'm switching them to the remote control.
Sure you are.
Oh, shut up.
Sure, it's the That's remote
control. It really is. What I keep saying that I need a man, a battery buying man, a man that
believes in a lot of batteries.
A man that buys batteries.
You call that a double A kind of guy.
I really, you know, I told a guy that one time before a date, and he brought a package of batteries with him. It was really sweet. So I got batteries out of the deal. I don't know where he is, but the batteries were awesome. Thanks, man.
You know, what else can we say? You know, the state of the world right now is everybody's nervy right now.
I'm ignoring all of it.
I am trying to, and I found some distractions and stuff. And man, I saw something that. Well, let me go ahead and say this on the podcast. No, I don't want to do that. I'll give you a very vague version of this. A long time ago, in the 80s, I started putting some money back in a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much. I didn't make much in the 80s, okay? I changed jobs. I quit putting money in it. And then I had some enormous hospital bills. I wasn't putting any money in it. So basically, I had a small amount of money in the 80s in an IRA. Well, it was actually 401k. And then I was going to cash it all in. And then my guy told me, he goes, well, you can just put this over into an IRA. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Right.
And since I didn't know anything about it, I just left it alone. Mm. I have left it alone and not messed with it.
Was that a good decision?
It was until we got our new president.
Oh.
Okay. I am trying to hope for the best for America. Mm-hmm. But in the last month, I've lost $10,000. Yeah.
That's
and I'm telling
that's not
you,
$10.
That's $10,000.
That's
not eggs.
That's awful, dude. But
that's the way I kind of always justify things in my mind. I may not like this person. This person may not stand up for the things that I stand up for.
But how's the IRA?
But at least I'll do well with my taxes and the stock market. And it's like, oh. So to be honest, thank you for bearing with me as I went through that little bit, because that's what's been weighing so heavy on me.
That sucks.
But you have to remember, as we're always told, or I was always told, that a stock market is like a property. It's a yo-yo going upstairs. Mm-hmm. You're still going upstairs.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. But that has just been bothering the crap out of me, and it's been forcing me to pay more attention to stuff than I really want to pay attention to. The point is, I was reading about one of these guys who gives financial advice. No, it was actually a company president, because that's where all this starts.
Yeah.
Companies talking about their earnings and their projections. And he said, everybody needs to look for the signal and ignore the noise. Mm. So, and I'm being very, very positive here, so I hope nobody gets angry with me over politics. Mm. But you have a businessman who says, hey, give me 10. And then the other side says, no, we're only going to give you 5. And then the businessman says, give me 7. And then the other side says, we'll give you 6. And then you end up at 5. Mm. That is the signal through the noise. And that's kind of something. And my advice to everybody, whenever they're dealing with any issues that are currently going on, if somebody in politics says, we're not going to have this anymore, and the other side says, yes, we are, the answer is going to be somewhere in the middle.
Right.
It almost always is.
Yeah.
So
that's true. Yeah. I wish I could blame the president for my misfortune lately. I have had 2 cars dial me in I want to say the span of 1 year.
Right.
You know, I lost the black car.
Well, you know, that doesn't happen with Teslas.
Anyway, I don't have a car right now. I'm Ubering and I'm taking the Westmobile to work most days. So there is that.
Yeah. Well, we get together early in the morning. It allows us to get in sync.
But getting up at 3:30 is
wonderful. I want you to
It's insanity. But I did do it today because I had to part 2 of the 6-day shit at 3 a.m.
Wow, you say that like it's one of a biblical story.
It was part 2. The awakening.
Moses
it was
and the 6-day
It was the
shit.
Awakening. I woke up and had to grumble. I pet the cats and then I was awake. I had some coffee.
Yeah.
Yep.
And kind of powered through all that, did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The awakening. Anyway.
Well, I guess that was, that is about it. I really don't know of anything else going on.
Yeah.
You're going to try a new Mexican food place?
I am. I'm going to try. I think this place is called Q's, but guys, don't quote me. It's on 50th Street and it's in the old.
Why isn't it on Q?
It might be near Q.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe someone's uncle's name is Quentin. Tino, whatever. I don't
Quentin
shut
Tino.
The fuck up. I don't know. I think it's called Q's. I think that's where I'm going to go.
Maybe his name is El Quentin.
my buddy Sam and I like to try new restaurants every once in a while. He's my old guy friend.
Right.
And
I thought I was your old.
Well,
guy
you
friend.
Are. He's a little younger. He's actually a little younger than you.
And you call him your old guy friend.
Yeah, but he.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
He wears sweater vests and stuff. Yeah, he doesn't have a single tattoo, so he's my old guy friend. But we're going to go try this Mexican place today, so I'm excited about that.
All right.
And nothing going on this week. Oh, Renee is going to be in Plainview this weekend.
Right.
At the...
She's going to be at a car place.
No, she's going to be at the rodeo.
Well, it's the rodeo, but
at
the car place.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I don't have that in front of me right now, and I don't want to state that wrong. And then you're going to be over at Tejas.
And I'll be at Tejas.
And I am going to try, like the Dickens, to get to post, but if the winds are saying over 40, I won't. If it says 40, I'm going.
Yeah.
If it says over that, then you have dust issues and all of that, and you have to deal with being in a cramped car.
I can't believe that you're going to let wind come between you and Dick.
Dick.
And I meant that.
All right, you got to say the joke properly if you're going to do the joke.
But who owns Dick's?
Dick does.
Dick does. Yeah, I'm talking about Dick.
Well, that is true. He is
About Dick.
He's a wonderful man.
He is a good guy.
You know, what's funny is my friend Steven does IT work for Windstream, and he ends up in post frequently now, and he's become friends with Dick's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're sharing Dick's.
Aw, well,
yeah.
What a little freaking magical spot in the middle of post.
I know.
And he's got such a good sense of humor, and his restaurant's awesome, and the menu's hilarious.
That's where it all started.
It's right up Wes's alley. There's no way that we could have ever gone there and Wes gone in and see that menu and not, like, fallen in love with that place.
Yeah, I want a dictator.
There's just no way. The menu's, like, when we stood there and looked at it, we were giggling, and...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Shelly was just like, oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I can't, there's nothing I could do with him.
And
you
Dick's
know?
Like, sign the door. And we're like, it's going to ruin the door.
Yeah, he's like, no, do it. Awesome.
All right, that's been enough, unless you want to put anything else in here.
No, that's it. I think I'm good.
All right, this has been The Rock Show, Backstage.